One thing for all of us to know was the decline in breast cancer. Now,
that was Peter Ravden's presentation.
Peter Ravden did a lovely job of that. In the SEER data, there's that sharp drop in 2003. If you actually look at the WHO data, it's not very dramatic. There's been a steady and continual decline that's really amazing, now going on almost 15 years. In the UK, most dramatically, but in the US, in Spain, in Austria, in most of the European countries, it's really a 15-year steady and rather precipitous decline. And it's hard to know entirely what it's responsible for. But the occurrence is also going down a bit. And I like Peter's thought. I've long felt for medical students and residents, one of the exercises that I would have them do was try and come up with a case for PremPro. Is it smart to give progesterone, which increases the risk of a common cancer, to try and prevent a rare cancer? If you just did it on a blackboard, it never made a lot of sense.
So do you think that his hypothesis that it is the drop in use of HRT that's contributing to this, do you buy into that?
I do. I don't think it means those women won't get breast cancer, but I think it's delaying the appearance of that and perhaps delaying the progression of those.
What are your thoughts about the use of unopposed estrogen, for example, on women who have had a hysterectomy?
I'm in favor of it as long as the dose is kept low. 0.65 of Premarin has not been shown in any cohort study to be associated with an increased risk of breast cancer. If we give it as a transdermal patch, there seems to be much less risk of the venous thrombosis complications. For a woman who has not had a hysterectomy and is really troubled by menopausal symptoms, I think a progesterone IUD changed at 5 years is a very reasonable way to do this without exposing the woman to systemic progesterone.